He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the September 18th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Hey, look at this. U.S. markets have really perked up once again, haven't they? We've got the S&P at 2009 today, and if I'm not mistaken, that is a new all-time high for the S&P 500. Who's been telling you to stay in the market for the last 66 months? Well, here we go again. We're up 7. The Dow, and if I'm not mistaken there, that's a new all-time high, 17,231. We're up 74 points on the Dow. The Nasdaq's up 24 points. The Nasdaq's at 4,585. Now, how many times during the last 66 months have you sold everything and gone to cash? I'm only asking. I don't know the answer to that. But if you did, it was the wrong thing to do. Now, there will come a time at some point in the future when we have another bear market. But through thick and thin and through all the troubles we've had, I've looked at my indicators. I've looked at the signals that my Best Stocks Now app is giving me. And I've told you to stay in the stock market. I've also told you to avoid gold. Gold is hitting a new low for the year, 1,223. We're headed for 1,100 on gold. So much for all the guys that have been calling for the dollar destruction and soaring gold and soaring hyperinflation. Yes, it may happen at some point in the future, but that's not the market we have today. That's not the market to make money in today. We have gold or oil at 94.75. It continues to inch higher. And we have the 10-year yield today continuing to rise. I don't like bonds either. 2.62%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we continue to see record highs in equities, record highs in the stock market. And again, for the last 66 months, if you're a subscriber to my newsletter, or if you get the newsletter because you're a client of mine, I send it out every single week, 66 months times 4, 264 newsletters in a row, weekly newsletters have said, I still like the stock market. That's the place to be. And we continue to hit new highs in the market. The market has more than tripled from its March 9th, 2009 lows. And yet, how many people can you name out there, whether they've been paraded on CNBC or whether you've heard them on some radio show somewhere or whether they've written articles for Barron's or been featured here or featured there, how many people out there have said, no, get out of the market. It's not the place to be. You need to own gold. The dollar's going to crash. Inflation's going to soar. And I'm not saying that's not going to happen someday. It probably will happen someday. But in the meantime, your 401k should be a 1201k over the last 5.5 years. And if you listen to the wrong people, you might have been led astray. I don't know. Listen, you've got to decide who you're going to listen to and who you're going to follow. I follow myself. That's who I follow. I trust my own indicators. I trust my own analysis of the market. And every single weekend, I'm forced to dig in deep to the market. You know how it is. If you ever teach a lesson in church or somewhere in your profession, it's the teacher that gains the most out of the lesson because half the class is asleep, unless you're a good teacher. Maybe you can keep them awake. But even having said that, the teacher learns more than the student. And when I sit down, today's one of the days that I will begin the newsletter, and I'll be forced to look at the following things. I'll be forced to look at the technicals of the market. Well, obviously, with the market hitting new all-time highs and it hitting all-time lows 5.5 years ago, connect the dots and you've got a primary uptrend still in place. The technicals are still there. We still don't have a plateauing out of the market and a rolling over of the market. We still have a robust uptrend in the market. That's pretty hard to argue with. I mean, even if you were just a technician, that's all, just a technician, you would have been in the market for the last 5.5 years, in my opinion. Now, I'm more than a technician. I don't have all the magic bullets, but I apply technicals to the market. I also apply fundamentals, valuations to the market. Half of the equation in the stocks that I invest in are valuation. I just sent out a tweet. I'm raising my Apple 5-year target price from 166 to 176. That's the impact that the recent announcement has had overall, a very mild impact, I would say. And I would have to say that most of what Apple announced was already built into the price of the stock. But having said that, I did raise my 5-year target price from 166 to 176. I like 5-year target prices. I like to look down the road. After all, analysts and their estimates, just go to Yahoo and look up the estimates for Apple. You'll see that they're currently $7.16 for next year. Before the big announcement, they were at $7.06. So they've gone up by 10 cents on a consensus basis. And you'll see whatever the growth rate is out there. Analysts give 5-year growth rates. So I like 5-year target prices. Like George Banks says, match the hot dog pack with the buns. I don't want 2 extra buns left over. Well, maybe Uncle Charlie's a vegetarian and just likes to eat a bun. I don't know, but let's match the 5-year target prices with the 5-year growth rates. And I currently have Apple at 176. I own Apple. It's kind of one of those must-own stocks. It's not a little discovery underneath the radar, but it's a great stock that, in my opinion, you have to own. And I own it in my aggressive growth or my conservative growth accounts, and I own it in my income accounts because it pays a nice dividend. But the impact on earnings and revisions upwards, it moves target prices higher. Or conversely, if companies come in and miss earnings or announce bad news or bad guidance, it lowers target prices. Stocks trade on expectations. Well, we still don't have a good housing market. This is, you know, if you said to me right now, Bill, the bull market, it's in its 67th month, what worries you the most? Well, I would say housing worries me. Housing's a big part of the economy. When housing is not doing well, is not thriving, it's hard for the economy to thrive. I would say the economy's barely getting by right now, despite what Janet Yellen says. It obviously is. They're not in any hurry to raise interest rates, are they? She doesn't see a healthy, robust, overheated economy where she needs to put the brakes on anytime soon. Housing starts came in lousy this week. The housing market is still sick. And I can't say that the jobs market is all that robust, but having said that, the stock market's still the place to be. We have a vote in Scotland. We'll see where that one comes out. I don't know what my great-great-grandfather, Archibald Cunningham Shields, I don't know how he would have voted over there in Glasgow, Scotland. But we'll see whether Scotland separates. And, you know, I was thinking, isn't Scotland basically the last piece of the British Empire, the once vast British Empire that spread from Australia to Canada to Rhodesia to India, all the parts of the world? Now they just have little Scotland, and it looks like they may lose them. We'll see. The Alibaba IPO is going to be a hot deal here, but I want to mention a remarkable company that came public this week named ReWalk Robotics. Now, I'm not recommending you go out and buy the stock, but this is a company that in June of 2014 became the first company and only company to get FDA approval for an exoskeleton. What is an exoskeleton? It's a wearable robotic skeleton that provides powered hip and knee motion to enable individuals with spinal cord injuries to stand upright and walk. This is an amazing company. This product is now available throughout the United States. It was developed by Dr. Amit Goffer, an Israeli inventor who became a quadriplegic after an ATV accident in 1997. It was through his own personal experience in utilizing mobility devices for people with spinal cord injury that Dr. Goffer developed the ReWalk. You know, if you get some time today, visit their website. I just find this to be remarkable. You know, when new companies go public, I like to look and see what they do for a living. And this one just absolutely blew me away. In fact, over the last 3 days since it came public, the stock has tripled. But I would say this to wounded warriors and to paraplegics in wheelchairs. Go to the website, ReWalk.com, and look at what this man has invented. Truly a remarkable, remarkable company. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Hey, well, I want to welcome in this week our new listeners in Sarasota, Florida, and in Tampa, Florida. And you're like, where'd this guy come from all of a sudden? The usual guy's not in here. Where did he go? I don't know. I've been doing radio for the last 20 years, based in San Diego. I write every week for Market Watch, for TheStreet.com. For Seeking Alpha, for Town Hall Finance. I'm in cities all across America, from Sarasota to Honolulu, as far west as in. A lot of places in between, Atlanta, Chicago, San Francisco, Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul, lots of other places where my show is heard, the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I also invented an app, the Best Stocks Now app, which as of last Saturday came in at number 2 in the Apple iTunes store in the financial category as top grossing app, number 2. Hey, you check it out for yourself. I'm not making any claims or whatnot, but I believe it's a very powerful tool for finding companies that meet the following criteria: undervalued and flourishing. I'm going to give an example here in a moment. I also write a weekly newsletter that I've written for many, many years. Every single week, the Best Stocks Now newsletter comes out. And it has model portfolios for conservative investors, aggressive investors, mutual fund investors. A lot of you have exposure to the stock market through your 401ks at work. I have an ETF model portfolio, and I have a live trading service that a lot of people subscribe to get push notifications on live trades that I am finding. I have my own proprietary system. I rank stocks based on their value and based on their performance. And when those two collide like peanut butter and chocolate, they get high rankings. And sometimes they'll stay with those high rankings for a long, long time. I like stocks that get a grade of A- or better. If it's an A-, if it's an A, if it's an A+, that suits me just fine. That's the beginning. And on any given day, I believe today there's 250 such stocks, and many of them have been in that top 250 now for months. Some of them even, you know, more than a year or so. They're superior companies in my estimation. And every day I'll get new buy signals on maybe 3 or 4 different stocks. That's my own proprietary buy signal. It doesn't mean it's a guaranteed sure winner. No. Do your own research. You know that there's risk in the market. And I get sell signals on a few stocks every single day. My database includes 4,000. I try to be all-inclusive. If there's a stock missing from my database, let me know and I'll add it to the database. I search every day for new IPOs or companies I may be missing from my database. I include sectors, asset classes, indexes from around the world, and a lot of representative mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that represent various slices of the economy or various slices of the globe. And I focus on the very best of the best. In the end, when I put my 30 to 40 man roster on the field, in other words, a portfolio, I want an all-star portfolio. I want the best of the best, just like the all-star baseball game. Don't want a bunch of utility infielders or guys that can't hit or guys that can't throw strikes or guys that can't strike people out. I want the best CEOs in America. I want the best companies in America. That's what I want to invest in. You may have a totally different way of doing things. I'm just letting you know this is my way of doing things. Now, let me give you an example. Back in 2011, when I wrote my book, Best Stocks Now, one of the stocks that I featured at that time, I narrowed it down to 50, was a company out of Denmark called Novo Nordisk. It's a Denmark-based developer of insulin analogs, human insulin, and oral anti-diabetic drugs for diabetes care. I would call this the diabetes stock. This is the grand marshal of the parade of diabetes stocks. Novo Nordisk is a $130 billion company. It may be the largest drug company that you never heard of or you don't know that much about. Well, this was a $7 stock back in 2007, and today it's a $50 stock. It's a seven-bagger along the way. Now, I don't currently own Novo Nordisk, but I can tell you that it gave me a buy signal yesterday, and I'm looking at it. It's one that's very high up on my list right now, on my watch list. I would have to currently sell one to buy this one. And actually, I did sell one yesterday. I sold Caterpillar yesterday. Don't like it. Don't like the dollar rising. That's going to hurt Caterpillar, a multinational. And Caterpillar has petered out for now. We'll move on and we'll upgrade. And maybe Novo Nordisk will be the one I replace it with. I don't know yet. But here's the particulars. Look at this performance. Over the last 10 years, this diabetes kingpin has delivered 27% per year to investors. That's a lot of insulin. The market's only delivered 6%. It's quadrupled the returns. Will it continue to do that in the future? No guarantees. This is just the batting average of the stock as it steps up to the plate for our analysis. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 33% per year. Over the last 3 years, it's doubled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, it's up 46%, while the market's up 17%. Now, when I compare this, when I grade my class of 4,000 in the database, it gets a performance grade of A. Take a bow, Novo Nordisk. You're one of the best performing stocks on the entire market. You're the creme de la creme. However, valuation also comes into play here. Novo Nordisk is expected to make $2.02 in earnings next year. They're expected to grow by about 12 to 13% per year over the next 5 years. This is still a very good growth stock. It hasn't slowed down like Pfizer and Merck and some of the other big pharmaceuticals out there because diabetes is a growing industry. Very fast growing. I have a 5-year target price on Novo Nordisk of $80 per share. It's currently trading at $49 per share, and not the most undervalued stock out there, but valuation is half of the equation. Performance is the other half of the equation. And with the performance so strong on Novo Nordisk, especially recently as I see it breaking out of about a 9-month consolidation, Novo Nordisk is currently ranked at number 107 out of 3,889 stocks. I like Novo Nordisk right now, symbol NVO. I don't make recommendations on the best stocks now radio. I just give examples. These are companies that meet all of these stringent criteria. I'm not real demanding, but then again, I am. I demand value, performance, good stock chart, good management, company that's put money in shareholders' pockets over the years, and something that hasn't been going up for the last 2 or 3 years, late to the game. This thing is just breaking out right now. Again, not a recommendation, but an example of what Bill Gunderson considers to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about record highs in the market, record lows in gold, how the gold pundits have had it wrong for a long time. The dollar continues to zoom higher. Yeah, I know we have $17 trillion in debt, and we continue to print money, and we continue to borrow, and yeah, the chickens are going to come home to roost, but you have to trade the market that's in front of you, not the market that you think should be in front of you. And for the last 5 years, the market's been going up. It's gone from 666 to 2009. Okay, so there's no way that a perma bear, I see him all the time, whether it's Bill Fleckenstein, whether it's David Tice, whether it's Peter Schiff, they've been telling me now for many moons to short this market. It's all phony money. Tell that to the guy whose 401k is turned into a 1201k. At the same time, I'm not a perma bull, just like they are perma bears. There's going to come a time when we're going to have another bear market, but I've continued to say here for the last 66 months, I do not see it around the next corner. And I'm one of the most cautious guys, nervous people. My left eye twitches all the time as I look in my rearview mirror, watching for that bear to creep up on me and grab me with his big paw. Last time that happened, the market went down 53%. So we do have to be really, really vigilant here. But for now, equities continue to be the place to be. I don't like precious metals. I don't like the real estate stocks right now. Real estate's kind of in the doldrums again. And I don't like the bond market. What does that leave? That leaves ownership in great companies that have produced over the years. Even they'll have their comeuppance at some point in time, but for now, they continue to march higher. And it's your choice whether or not you can march with them or you can be that contrarian going the other way, making a case for gold. You could have made a case for gold 2 years ago. How did that pan out? You could have made a case for gold 1 year ago. It was down 27% last year. You could have made a case for gold at the beginning of this year. In fact, they paraded all those same people on again, predicting a record year for gold once again. Surprise, surprise, they sound like broken records. They say the same thing over and over again. And rarely, you know what? You've got to swallow your pride sometimes and admit when you're wrong. Anyways, we're going to focus on stocks for now until the market conditions change. We just featured a stock out of Denmark called Novo Nordisk. We have seen more breakthroughs in technology and in drugs in the last 10 years, probably, than we've seen in the history of the world. So don't tell me about the evils of capitalism. Look, we've got robotic exoskeletons allowing people to get up out of their wheelchair and walk. That happened in a country that's free, in a country that encourages capitalism and invention and taking risk and venture capital and whatnot. Sometime take a trip to the wine country of San Francisco and spend a nice weekend and drive down by the new stadium where the San Francisco 49ers play, and look at all the companies in that Silicon Valley that continue to invent and continue to change lives with life-saving technology, technology that makes our lives so much better. It's the bastion of capitalism at its best. And tell me that's evil, would you? Okay, enough said there, but I do believe in giving people freedom to invent, to take risks, to fail, to come up with inventions that change the world, that change people's lives. And there's some great, great companies out there. Cupertino is the home to Apple. And Foster City is the home to Gilead Sciences, which came up with a cure for hepatitis C and has many other drugs in the pipeline. Now, the next stock I'm going to talk about is not exactly high tech, but it comes from an industry that is benefiting from high tech in a way. We're using high tech new inventions in the fracking business. George Mitchell out of Texas came up with a way of horizontal drilling and fracking the shale to get the precious oil out. And it's helped us to become 75% energy independent. And I'm all for wind and solar, but as I look out on the San Diego Harbor today, I see freighters, I see aircraft carriers, I see harbor cruises, I see fishing boats, I see F-14 jets, I see Lindbergh Field and passengers landing. And it's going to be a long time before our economy can get by with wind and solar. In the meantime, energy is a very important part of the economy. And right now we're carrying this precious lifeblood to the economy called crude oil by railroad and other means which aren't that efficient. We talked about a company, Greenbrier, earlier in the week that makes railroad cars. I own several railroad stocks. Union Pacific broke out, hit a new high yesterday, all-time high. Omaha, Nebraska, home of Warren Buffett. I wrote an article earlier this year, did Buffett buy the wrong railroad? Right in his backyard, Union Pacific, he could have just walked down the street. Instead, he bought Burlington Northern, which I'm sure is doing well, too. But there's another one in that neck of the woods, a little further southwest, Kansas City, Missouri, where the Kansas City Royals are having a good year. Kansas City Southern, KSU, owns and operates domestic and international rail networks in the United States, Mexico, and Panama. You're saying, Gunderson, you talk about the Silicon Valley and exoskeletal robotics and life-saving drugs. You going to try to tell me that the railroads are where it's at? Well, let's just take a look at KSU, how it's performed for its investors over the years. Pays a little dividend of 1%. Over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 42% per year. Now, here's a little tip for you. Earnings growth almost always translates into stock price appreciation. Over the last 5 years, while Kansas City Southern, KSU, this large cap company out of Kansas City, Missouri, home of Kansas City Barbecue, company that's now $13.5 billion in market capitalization, over the last 5 years, while it's been growing earnings by 42% per year, the stock's been going up by 35% per year, while the market's been going up by just 13% per year. In other words, this is one of the top hitters in baseball right now. It's at the top of the leaderboard in RBIs, singles. I give sports illustrations. I like sports. My office looks out over the Petco Park, where the pets go. I wish we had a different logo for our Padres, but, you know, the team this year, it is where the pets go. We need some change at the top there. Over the last 3 years, Kansas City Southern has delivered 32% per year to investors. Now, here's the trick. Over the last 12 months, it's done very poorly. They had a few missteps. They had a big misstep back in January of this year when the stock dropped from about 110 clear on down to 100. It had a 10% drop in one day. And guess what? It's been climbing ever since as they get their act together. And they get back on track, pardon the pun. Now listen, I'm an equal opportunity investor. I compare Kansas City Southern with all the stocks in my database, not just against the other railroads. Kansas City Southern is up against Medivation. It's up against Gilead Sciences. It's up against Cisco. It's up against Apple. And the performance of this stock, when compared to all the other companies out there that I have to choose from, it gets a performance grade of A. It gets a momentum grade, which is a little bit more recently here. You always say, what have you done for me recently? It gets a grade of A. The performance is there. Now, the valuation, in my opinion, is also there. When I take earnings estimates of 549 next year, which is the analyst consensus estimate, grow them by about 15-16% over the next 5 years, apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a railroad stock, I come up with a $220 five-year target price, which there's no guarantee the stock will make it there. There's a lot that can happen between now and then. But based on the expectations that are out there today, it's my five-year target price. The stock's currently trading at 122. Major buy signal on the stock, I can tell you here recently, just recently, within the last couple of weeks, and it's breaking out two new, almost all-time highs, Kansas City Southern, KSU again. This is one that I do not own, but it flashed a major buy signal. It's on my list. I'm looking for a replacement for Caterpillar in my conservative growth account. Gosh, here's another one. Novo Nordisk or Kansas City Southern. There's still a couple more. Tough decision. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're here every single day, Monday through Friday, various time zones across the country, from Sarasota, Tampa, all the way to Honolulu, and lots of stops in between. I'm personally based in San Diego, California, far away from Wall Street, which I think is a good thing. I don't know. I've been back there many times, and I just kind of like being out here. There's nothing wrong with the West Coast and being kind of insulated from all the hedge fund mania and all of the Johnson & Johnson and General Electric and Cisco. And, you know, that seems to be the ones they talk about all the time back there. But, hey, whatever. It is what it is. Let's take a look at something else here that I talk about a lot. It's important also in the market, in my opinion, if you do like stocks right now, which I have for the last 66 months, to also be in the right sectors of the market. And, you know, and that changes over time. I can remember in the early part of this bull market, back in 2010 in particular, I can remember, you know, China really flying. I can remember the high-yield bonds really flying because they were so beaten down. And then as the recovery got going, then I can remember the huge move in the consumer discretionaries. I can remember making big profits in TJ Maxx, Ross Stores, Dollar Tree, Tractor Supply, other retailer consumer discretionary stocks. And then the move kind of went spread out into the technology, cloud-based stocks, semiconductor equipment-based stocks. And it really settled last year in the biotech and drug area. And as I look at the leading sectors today, there's 66 different sectors of the market. And there's sectors that I just don't like right now. Here's the sectors out of the 66 that are at the top of the heap. And I measure these sectors by ETFs that represent these sectors. The number one sector continues to be, and it has been for a long time, the only time it dropped was during the big February sell-off in the biotechs, but biotechs remain hot. The biotech sector is still the top-ranked sector of all the sectors in the market right now, and I'll be updating that this weekend in my newsletter. Number two is the pharmaceutical sector. I just sent out a tweet that Abbott Labs is flashing a new buy signal today. It's breaking out. It's ranked number 206 out of 3,900 stocks. It pays a 2% dividend yield. Not a guarantee that it will be a sure winner, but it meets my, you know, everybody has different criteria. My criteria are valuation, performance, technical pattern. and Abbott Labs is flashing a buy signal today. It's a pharmaceutical, obviously. And it's not the only pharmaceutical. We mentioned Novo Nordisk. We featured Novo Nordisk in the second quarter of the show, another pharmaceutical flashing a brand new buy signal again. How long do the buy signals last? 3 days, 4 days? I hope 3 years. I hope it stays there for 3 years. I also have proprietary sell signals. I think could last for a long time. You never know, however. I love to be a long-term investor, but it's not always possible. I bought Caterpillar maybe 6 months ago. Man, it went on a run there for a while, and it's completely petered out. And I would blame the rising dollar for the petering out of Caterpillar stock. It doesn't meet my performance criteria anymore. It's time to move on and replace it with something that's flourishing a little bit more. The number three sector right now is the healthcare sector. Now listen, all three of these are medical related. And as I've talked about stimulus being drained from America's economy and from our market, there's still stimulus sloshing around in the healthcare sector. Because we still are subsidizing folks, if they qualify, to go out and get free Obamacare. There's still stimulus in that area of the economy, which makes up about 21% of our economy. That's one of the reasons three of the top sectors, biotech, pharmaceutical, healthcare, are related to the healthcare sector. The number four sector is the transportation sector. Railroads, airlines, trucking stocks. I own some trucking stocks that are just magnificent. Old Dominion Freight Lines is one of the best stocks I've ever discovered. I've owned it for a long, long time. Take a look sometime. Go to the app, beststocksnowapp.com, and look up the track record of Old Dominion, one of the great companies you've probably never heard of, ODFL out of North Carolina, Thomasville, North Carolina. Maybe they carry that Thomasville furniture around to all the stores around the country, Ethan Allen stores, I don't know, but it's been one of the best. Man, I would have that CEO if I was CNBC. I would say, you get an award for being one of the great CEOs in America, management teams. And then we go down in the very next sector. You know, you get below that. I really have no interest. These are the sectors that I like right now. Biotech, pharmaceuticals, healthcare, transportation. I still have a little smattering of oil stocks, which I still like because of the fracking boom, oil starting to come back in price after a sell-off recently. We'll see where this all ends up, but those are the leading sectors right now, and how important it is to be in the leading sectors. If you own junior gold miners, you're in the wrong area of the market. If you own mining stocks, in fact, let's look at the bottom. Let's look at the worst sectors, the gold miners. Metals mining sector, the gaming sector, that's casino stocks, clean energy, agribusiness, you know, Monsanto, the fertilizer stocks, I can remember when they were the stocks to own, real estate, boy, they're having their tough time of it right now, and alternative energy, these are the worst ranked, I don't like the banks or the financials really right now, the utilities had a good run, but it's over right now. I like the leading sectors in the market right now. I publish them every week in my newsletter or daily on the app, the beststocksnowapp.com. Anyways, hey, look, everybody out there does the market a little bit differently. I think it's good to listen to a lot of different people and decide what kind of investor you are. If you're a doomsday kind of guy, then continue to throw money at gold coins and gold futures and gold bullion. It will have its day again, and I don't know when that will come, but for now, stocks, owning some of these great companies has been the best place to be for the last 5.5 years until further notice. PWStreet.com is my website. I also manage money. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.